This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iraq's parliament accepted Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi's resignation on Sunday amid heightened protests there. Mahdi resigned Friday, and the president, Barham Saleh, will now ask the largest bloc in parliament to nominate a new prime minister. Mahdi and his government have agreed to stay on in a caretaker role until a new prime minister is approved. Mahdi's resignation is unlikely to satisfy anti-government protesters who have said it is not enough for a new prime minister to take over. They're demanding changes to the entire political system, which they say is corrupt, inept, and does little to help impoverished Iraqis despite the nation's oil wealth. The White House says that it will not participate in Wednesday's impeachment hearing by the House Judiciary Committee. We'll get more from VOA's Sarash Arabasadi.
The Trump administration has so far stonewalled the process led by congressional Democrats who this week invited the White House to participate.
They have not been willing to obey lawful subpoenas that have been issued. We are certainly hoping that the president, his counsel, will take advantage of that opportunity. If he has not done anything wrong, we're certainly anxious to hear his explanation of that.
Republicans welcomed the opportunity, but cried foul at thus far not having been able to call all of their own witnesses. This all stems from a July 25th phone call in which Trump appears to withhold congressionally approved military aid on the condition of President Zelensky investigating Trump's perceived political rival. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Palestinians say that they are not at all happy with the announcement by Israel Sunday of a plan for a new Jewish settlement in the West Bank city of Hebron, a longtime flashpoint for violence between Jews and Muslims. About 1,000 Jews live surrounded by 200,000 Palestinians in the city, which both groups regard as